Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, man.
Man, fuck them bitches. And them hoes. And them niggas pussies. Camel toes. I got some money on me. And the weed nice. My shit won't ever stop. Suck my green light. Bitches call the foe. Murder's all she wrote. Lies fuck everybody. Like a Scorpio. Still running shit. I'm on my cardio. Boy, I'm going in. Like my water broke. Suicide note. Suicide doors. I put in overtime. Like a tied score. Tinted windows, bitch. That mean mine, yours. And the weed loud, like a lion's roar. Staring to the eyes of forever. Hear no evil, see no evil. Helen Keller, no music on, rock it a cappella. And I don't need a watch, the time is now or never. Tell my niggas love, I die behind this shit. A nigga counting money, you niggas counterfeit. Real nigga, nigga, proud of what I am. Young Money is an army, bitch, I'm Uncle Sam. Them hoes call me Toon shit, mama call me Toon. I left the bullshit in the waiting room. Straight to the money, no shortcuts. Now watch me go retarded, yellow sharp bus. We do drive-bys, we do walk-ups. And bitch, I be so high, I get starstruck. Mills in his bitch, he say buttonholes. And the jewelry bright, like summer clothes. And I keep some bud, like Rudy Huxtable. I body slam the beat, nigga Dusty Rose. I'm from Eagle Street, I go Hercules. I get on the beat, murder first degree. YMCMB, we don't give a fuck. You faker than some titties, you get titty fucked. This the best, worst feeling. And nigga, if I die, I die a death worth living. This that textbook G shit. I've been in that water, but I never been seasick. Yeah, knock me, I knock your face off. Life's a crazy bitch. Grace Jones, mind of a genius with a heart of stone. Yeah, C4, Mr. Carter's home.
My ass. So we coming back, different slot. So it's all to the good, you know what I'm saying? This is definitely what I like to call the motherfucking we're gonna call this one the focus.
Yeah, baby.
This will be the one of the first times I even touched this microphone without no drink up in me, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just rocking the shit sober, crisp, clear, no chemicals, just the natural shit. You know what I'm saying? If you got into a little glimpse of my personal life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows I go through my shit. I have my struggles and shit. But we're back on the train. We're back on that smoking shit. And we're back in full effect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
Let's say what's up to everybody out there. Shout out to everybody. Gave me the little birthday wishes. Shout out to everybody. It just holds me down, period. I love y'all. Much respect. And shout out to all the listeners out there. You know what I'm saying? Salute. But I just got to go into it right now, people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take a little bit of break. off of the political shit. We might get into some shit because I was out the loop a little bit, and I seen the nigga Trinidad James on CNN, man, and oh man, we probably might discuss that. I don't know if even if hip hop even has a place in politics. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta talk to my fellas out there real quick, man. Straight lace, man. Straight like this, man. Let me just holler at y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because hold on, man. Because this is some shit. Let me light up and shit. Man, it ain't over. And what I mean by it ain't over, it's not over for you, young brother. Because you might hit a little rough financial spot. You know what I'm saying? Or you see other people doing things. It don't mean you got to throw the goddamn towel. Now, I say this to say this, people. I got a friend. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he seems like he's in a depressed type of state. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just out of nowhere, like, out of fucking nowhere, like, out of nowhere, boom, out of nowhere, girlfriend, his baby mom's living with him. His baby mother has another child. She has a gut full of baby, and his other child is staying all in this house that he has. Okay. And now, like, and it's like, brother, you know, the young, you know what I'm saying, young guy out there, you know, I say he's about, you know, between 21 and 27, so, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, he still got it, you know, he got some money, you know what I'm saying, you know, so he's not broke. Obviously, if I just ran it down to y'all, he's not broke. So now, I mean, seriously, this just happened right before I started the show. So he's like, yo, bro, I think I'm about to, like, you know, I think I'm about to get married. And I said, for real? He said, yeah, man, I went ahead. He showed me the fucking rings, people. And now, mind you, they only, like, I think their child together is, like, 2 years old. You know what I mean? She had another child. So that child's still, like, an infant. And she has a belly full of baby now to another fella. He has a child to her, and he has his child there. I don't know if I can rock with that. I don't know if I'm that mature. But I'm just thinking, like, I think that he's doing this shit because he's thinking it's, like, the right thing to do. And it's like, I just want to tell all the brothers out there. I mean, you can always toss in your G card and all that type of shit like that there. But don't ever, ever count yourself out of the game. Out of the game. Now, I'm going to have to get song to that brother right there. Nigga, you got to get it together.
Lady,
look.
I'm your knight.
You're a young dude.
Shining armor,
you got a couple of dollars.
I love you.
You don't even have to be like
you
that. I'm saying, I understand it in a bad way. And you want, you know, you want to kind of help her out. But that's not on you, brother. Just pay your child support and let her go.
Now
you're getting there for the wrong thing.
There's so many
and summertime
ways
is coming
I
up,
want to say I love you.
And you're going to be upset
let
when people out there having fun.
You
and you're out there married.
Evermore.
So, cut it out, my man. Just cut it out. Power
you
through.
Have gone.
Let's get it together. Man, man. Shout out to that nigga, man. Straight up, true fucking story, people. True story. True story. That is a true story. You know what I mean? True story. Let me see if this is this dude. This dude right here. Chicken wing. What's going on?
Yo. What up?
What's going down?
Not much.
What?
Just got
oh,
back
yo,
to the crib.
On the check-in. Now, this show, Thursday show, was your idea today. And I'm thinking, I know you got some fire for me, or you got some fire for the people, because I had some fire today. I had something for you, because I have, you know what I'm saying, I'm sober. This is the sober show. I can think clearly. I'm up for debate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, I went back and listened to the archives. You've gotten through some of these debates by the skin of your teeth. So I'm going to throw one at you right now. You don't get a chance to think. You don't get a chance to go to your computer. You are a hip-hop head. What
okay.
are the criteria for a classic album? What do you have to have? What is the package to have a classic album?
I want to say quotables. Every album has to have quotables. Relatable. Something that, you know, the fans can listen to and relate to. Longevity. You can't have a classic without longevity. Sales. And I can't give you the fifth one. I don't know.
Okay. So, okay, the last two, you said sales and longevity, right?
Yeah.
So, according to your criteria, Bust the Move by Young MC is a classic. Am I correct?
For the most part, yeah.
So, on record, we have you saying, on live, on Up and Smoke Radio, we have you saying that Bust the Move is a classic.
Wait, Bust the Move?
Hold on. This is a song. Oh, my God, Wes. I want you to hit yourself with that Men in Black flasher and take everything back. So, you're trying to tell
Please
me.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just getting in mode right now.
Let's do a do-over. Okay.
I'm just trying to get in mode right now.
Okay. First of all. All right. Let's do this. Let's do it this way. Nas, Illmatic. What makes that a classic album to you?
Classic album to me, the fact that I can go back right now, play that album, and it still feels as good as from when it first came out.
There's no other album, so in your top five, okay, in your top five albums, okay, because there are some classics out there that are not classics, because I'm saying, I was about to ride your coattail. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing about it is everybody knows, like, this dude that I fuck with heavy, like Tech N9ne and an E40 or something like that. And they might not have classics per se, but to me, them shits is classics. They might not be the blanket classics. You understand what I'm saying? But those shits is classics.
Yeah.
Those shits is classics. Wes, you have nothing in your trigger today, buddy. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. But, yo, did you see the boy, Trinidad James on fucking CNN?
No.
I want to talk about that real quick.
Please, because first of all, educate me a little bit.
I literally just got onto it going through some sites, just taking some notes down just for the show and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just caught it at the last minute myself on a media takeout. You know what I'm saying? And I want to just talk about, before we even get to the Trinidad James situation, I want to just talk about why was he even put up there in the first place. Like, there's nobody articulate from the hip-hop community besides this guy, and you know what I mean, to get up there and talk about, because basically what it was, there's this video, and I guess it's this old lady, and she's singing Gold, All Gold, you know, that his record, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, the lady's like, nigga, you know, she's just older, you know, she's like 70, 78, and she's like, nigga, you know, and you can take it for what it's worth. You can say that she was being baited into the situation, but I just did not feel Trinidad James' response. He was up there like, the thing was, it wasn't even really about that, though. It was like, why didn't it have any one of the conscious brothers from the community? How come it didn't have like a David Banner, a J. Cole, or somebody to get up there and carry this conversation without looking like an idiot? You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Because they want people
know.
On TV that are going to look like idiots representing the hip-hop community.
There you go. So that's what I'm
saying.
They
want
before
the face of hip-hop to be idiotism.
Yeah. So before we even get there, and it goes to like the what the brother said. It goes with the it's a bipolar thing when it's starting to come to young black brothers now. It's either we super niggas or we, you know what I'm saying, like, remember with the whole knockout game and all that type of shit. And or the Trayvon, he was just a big brawler dude, and now they got the super. Hold on, check it out. 45 seconds.
Now look at this whole case with Darren Wilson. It took over like 100 days for them to say they're not going to even indict him. It doesn't take 100 days. To decide whether you're going to indict somebody. It takes 100 days to come up with a good lie to justify why you're not going to do it. And that's exactly what they did. They took 100 days to come up with a good lie as to why they were not going to indict Darren Wilson and let him get away scot-free for committing murder. And they timed this thing perfectly. The white supremacists, they sit back and work behind the scenes, man. We out here playing, and them white supremacists are sitting back working behind the scenes. They timed it. They waited until it got cold because they study black folks. They know that in warmer climates, that's when we turn up, especially like back in the 60s. We talked about that in Hidden Colors 3. They waited till it got colder, and they waited Thanksgiving week. Because most people would be off work and most of the white children would be out of school and they can get it in. That would minimize any damages to the dominant society. And also, when the schools and the jobs are closed down, they have better access to the freeways to bring in the National Guard, to bring in those tanks and to bring in all the equipment they needed to shut that area down. So they planned this thing militarily to a T. And then they gave the announcement at night when everybody was at, all the businesses were closed, everybody was home, the schools were closed. They gave the announcement in the middle of the night. It was colder, but people.
Now you see, these be all little plans they do to try to get us all worked up. So when we see after all this and the stuff is still happening, and we see goddamn Trinidad James on TV acting stupid, you know what I mean? You're like, what purpose do you serve? We out here trying to do something else. They hitting us from every angle, and you got this dude up here, you know what I'm saying, looking like, I think the dude, what'd he say, man? This man, I can't wait, and shout out to my man, you know what I'm saying, we're going to start doing video, man, it's going to be dope. But, like, come on, man, like, and it's just like, what we was talking about last week or the week before last, how they trying to connect hip hop with Al Qaeda. Remember that, Wes?
I do remember that. When they're trying to connect hip hop with terrorism.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is starting to click.
This is. Yeah. So, this is. Because you got to understand, and until my European listeners out there, you have to understand this ain't about you. You don't have the power to be a racist. Racism is a system. You cannot stop me from getting a job. Okay, Wes. Okay, put the potato chips down, buddy. Put the wings down. But at the end of the day, it's like this. When they try to connect the terrorism to hip hop, that was just crazy. And when the white dude, what was his name?
Oh. Wait, is this off of the last week's show?
I forget his name. Oh, it doesn't matter. But but when they try to do that, and then you got it's actually now is another war on hip hop also, because the hip hop that we grew up on or we want to see is definitely not getting out there just like that at all. And you know that even the form of hip hop that you want to take forward into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to. You can't even get involved in it. There's no lane for you unless you're jumping out the band, though.
Yeah.
Hopping up the band, though.
Something like that. I don't know.
Well, that's your age group. You should know that shit.
That's my age group, but
yeah,
we both
man.
Know that ain't what I listen to.
I don't know, man. I don't even know. I like I said before, man, I'm going to try to, like, actually, let me try to find something real quick. Hey, guys, give me 2 minutes, but I guarantee you I'll fuck with this. Give me 2 minutes.
Yo. focus.
Sigma Alpha Epsilon House Mom singing along to Trinidad James' song, All Gold Everything, and Trinidad James joins me now exclusively.
Hey, Don.
You look good. I like it. I like it.
How you doing, son?
I'm great. I want to play this for you.
Sure.
This is Gitan Gilbao, Bitan Gilbao. She is the house mother of SAE, and she is singing part of your song, which causes stir. Here it is. So what do you think when you see that?
I mean, I honestly think that somebody's trying to be sarcastic and play a joke on this old lady because she looks old and she looks like she's drunk, per se, you know, and I seen that actually 2 years ago when it came out. And I didn't say anything about it because life is just so much bigger than that, man. Life is so much bigger than that, and I really... It's very hard. It's a very rock and a hard place and like a catch-22 type of situation when it comes to dealing with racism and that particular word.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to any race, just in general.
You said it's a catch-22. So someone like her, a white lady, who said she is repeating the lyrics of your song, and I debated all weekend when I told people you were coming on, all right, let me talk to you about this. Should she be allowed, first of all, do you think she's racist? Or can you judge... From that short clip,
I think that she comes from racism. She's 79 years old. Mm-hmm. 79 years ago, whatever year that is, she has seen tons and tons and tons of racist acts.
From that,
and I mean, just going off her age and seeing that right there, I don't think that when she was doing that, she was doing it to be a protester or anything. But it tickled her because she knows where she came from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how I feel about that.
Should she be allowed to say that word?
Should she be allowed to say it? Yeah, I feel that...
Should everyone, white people, black people, all be allowed to say that word?
I think that every race is always about how you're saying it. That's what life is about. I'm focused on the future. I'm focused on the youth.
I'm asking you because initially people said that you defended her, right?
I didn't defend it. It's just in general, I'm way more focused on those students on the bus. That's what I'm focused
That was
on.
Way more egregious because...
That hurt.
But if,
that hurt.
If she's singing, let's get to this. If someone, regardless of their ethnicity,
right.
is singing a song that has that word in it, should they be allowed to do that?
Well, Don, what I want to ask the world and what I want to ask all the rappers that we've been doing this forever, just in general, when you go to a show and you're performing your song and you've sold out, you know, like shouts out to... Big Sean, he just sold a great album. You got Kendrick Lamar's album just dropped last night. It's great. The first opening line on Kendrick Lamar's new album is Every Nigga's a Star.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Oh, Niggas in Pair.
Some of the biggest songs ever use it. So when you go to your show and you're performing, I've never seen an artist stop the show like, oh, you guys can't use this word. So it's just in general, to get to the nitty gritty of the bottom of this, if we have a problem with the word and it's going to continue to cause things, we should eliminate the word, period. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to use the word, then people are going to use the word.
I want to play your song, sure. Right? And let's listen to that, and we'll talk about it.
No, Trinidad James. No. We're not going to be banning nothing. No. 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 No, Trinidad James. Come on. Chime in, Wes. I know you got him.
Oh. Where do I start with this one? It's like, no, we shouldn't ban the word, but at the same time, we should get offended over idiocy. Even though I do agree that she came from racism, she's clearly an idiot. That's what that one was.
Okay, now see, let's keep it right here, because clearly, Trinidad James said, I've seen the footage. The footage is 2 years old. So why are they making a big deal out of it right now? See,
that's a better question.
This shit is done on purpose.
Now hearing about this? If it came up, if this happened 2 years ago, why are we just now hearing about it? Why is it a problem now?
Because it's staged, and they tell you when the news, they tell you when they want to tell you, and they tell you what they care about when they want you to care about something. He said it himself. He even probably went off the script. He said, yeah, I seen this 2 years ago. I seen it when it came out 2 years ago, and I didn't say nothing then. Hold on. I'm going to just do that one more time. Because I'm going to say, when he just says it, clearly he says it.
All right, here we go. You saw that Sigma Alpha Epsilon house mom singing along to Trinidad James' song, All Gold Everything. And Trinidad James joins me now exclusively.
Hey, Don.
You look good. I like it. I like it.
How you doing, son?
See, I'm great. I want to play this for you.
Sure.
This is Gitan Gilbao. Bitan Gilbao. She is the house mother of SAE, and she is singing part of your song, which causes a stir. Here it is. So what do you think when you see that?
I mean, I honestly think that somebody's trying to be sarcastic and play a joke on this old lady, because she looks old and she looks like she's drunk, per se, you know. And I seen that actually 2 years ago when it came out, and I didn't.
He said he seen it 2 years ago when it came out. So why is it a big deal now, just like you said? And she knew what she was doing. I'm sorry, she wasn't ignorant at all. She had that Paula Deen, nigga. She had that Paula Deen in her. But this is fake. Now, we heard the clip about the whole Ferguson thing. All this stuff is being put out there on purpose. You understand what I'm saying? To play with people's heartstrings. That's why I tell people,
true,
don't be so reactionary when you see things.
And then speaking of which, I just seen something on Facebook where they said some cop killed some 7-year-old black girl in a no-knock raid and got off on it. And I'm like,
and the first thing,
why are y'all trying to do
people,
all of this right now? And then, yeah, once again, first thing people want to do is get reactive and post it and share it. Like, is this really the scene? In that video you shared to me, and watching a few others, even though I knew this, it kind of reinforced it and brought it home. Like, is this really what it seems?
Did you watch that that Well Aware one?
Yeah. I watched the Truth Exposed 1 and then the Truth Exposed Part 2A.
Right. This, like, yeah, that's, like I said, those, like, if this guy get a chance, you know, if you just want to look up something, go to wellaware1.com on YouTube and look up the Truth Exposed. like, what, 35 minutes. Now, everything I do not agree with, but it's some funny things. It's some
true.
Very ironic things when it comes to fake news.
And then if
I'll
you watch
you
the
that.
Second part, during one of the riots,
yeah.
dudes, one of the dudes actually signaled roll clip, like the camera's rolling, it's cool to go.
Yeah, it's they're staging, they're actually staging riots. Again, WellAware1.com or Dallas Goldbug, and it's called The Truth Exposed. Very, 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 very deep. But, okay, did you hear the new Kendrick?
No, I was listening to the new Lupe.
What's that?
I didn't even get a chance to hear the new Kendrick. I was listening to the new Lupe.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it at all. But at the end of the day, you're not bringing any pain. I'm basically freestyling. I don't have any notes. You know what I'm saying? This is all your idea. But I will say that.
Well, this was more of
a
joint
of good,
idea.
You can't just
throw me under the bus on this one.
I got a lot of things coming in the pipeline. We got a lot of videos coming through the pipeline. Shout out to my man, Lon Loke out there. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of different things about to go down. A nigga's sober now. I'm extremely, extremely focused. You know what I'm saying? And I got that Puff Daddy glow in me right now. I feel like Snoop Dogg in 2001. When I was putting out movement mixtapes and help, you know, doing Hip Hop Tuesdays and things of that nature. Yeah, I'm feeling like that right now, people. And like I said, anybody out there, you want to go ahead and politic, man, hit me up. What's that? What's my shit? SmokeDiggler@rocketmail.com. There you go. SmokeDiggler@rocketmail.com. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to kick around some ideas, we can do it. If you're a video guy, whatever, let's get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get it going on. Let me see here. I might just pull somebody in real quick. Oh.
All right.
You fuck with boxing, what?
A little bit of boxing.
A little bit of boxing?
Yeah, like I said before, I'm more of a UFC man, but I followed boxing here and there.
UFC? Who you got in UFC?
My nigga in UFC right now, I want to say Anderson Silva and Demetrius Johnson.
Didn't Silva just get caught doing steroids?
No. He just fought Nick Diaz and thrashed him.
Yeah, and he got caught doing steroids. He was doing steroids that fight. Yeah.
I think I heard something about that, but I don't know if they really
doing cocaine before the one fight.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Definitely heard about John Jones doing coke.
Okay. I think I'm gonna pull the trigger. We're gonna sign it off. Make it a quick one. Let me see. Do I got any of you guys' stuff? Do I got any medieval? Let me see if I got any medieval stuff. I think I do. We'll sign it off. I checked into out probably, we'll see you on Wednesday. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I'm up here, I got a blunt in my mouth, sober smoke, energetic. I'm trying to get on your shit. Okay, let me see. I got it right here, but I can't. There it is.
God bless the children. Boy, freak. Medieval. Man, never that. Shit is rough on the block, trying to feed my children. Abandoned building, dope fiend, died away. Got me feeling sick, scared for my kids, stressed out. Man, I miss my boo. Everything that I do, yeah, I do it for you. You got the window to my soul before you see right through. I'ma stay down for you till the day that I die. Me and you a fucking team like Bonnie and Clyde. No matter what the world throw at us, we still gon' grind and survive. Grandma always told me keep Jesus first in your heart and your mind. Though it gets dark sometimes, riding with him. One day we gonna shine. Sooner or later he's gonna move us up to something greater. Let's get this paper and calculate to something real major. Pass through tough times, I'ma always keep my flavor suited with my Sunday's best. Blessed with wearing alligators. But now I'm the baby.
When I didn't wanna go home, welcome to life, a youngin' with a broken heart. I lost much to myself, I'ma point the blame. How can I explain the cube I walked through frame? I should've listened to mama. How could I show my face out of bag? So much mistake. But back then when I was riding for my team, it's a nightmare. So I couldn't have dreams. Just playing car scenes, taking out for nights. I didn't wanna listen. I was cloud high, cloud 10. Fuck a cloud 9, sitting depressing. I'm just letting time fly, painting my delivery. You said don't let it outdo me, then it outdid me. Yeah, the world cold. Yeah, little nippy, understand me, cause I'm bitten like a sleep, so sickening, pouring out my feelings.
Growing up's corrupt, I had to learn my morals and never give up. Values and manners wasn't enough unless you spread without the bluffing. Fighting and cussing, not the end of the discussion. Leaving the situation with nothing. Hard times, got my eyes on the prize. Stay for the fact, down for the ride. Peer pressure got me high, look in the mirror, see the redness in my eyes. Not knowing how to survive, but I'm alive. Keep going with the music, many will come and many will go. But we all feel abusive and useless. God bless my heart with this one. From the mechanical stages to the nights of the ages, raging the cages, wasted. We stand tall to face it. Hating is a way to pass the day without nothing to say. I don't wanna be on top, I just don't want my soul to flop. Real hip hop, jump hype in the spot. The struggle never stops. The top is conflicts and misconception, distant and misunderstanding my passion. So this mission, I'm sharing my rations, giving and forgiving is living, skipping the past. I love my life, so forever I'll last.
Trust. I was barely getting by, pitching in for wine, cutting school, selling nicks and dimes, sipping Nikolai. Vodka was bright in it, like when they hitting dime bags of weed that passed to me. Gradually forgetting why we hustled in the first place. The Berg is my birthplace, we drank as if it was our birthday when the first came. The fiends and paid our expenses, we was broke. Came to the suburbs and made it a hobby, bagging cocaine. The block showed me the ropes, I got homies that shot bangers. And angels was telling me stop Bodie. My mama counted for the child support pops owed me. I got knocked, lost all the money I had on me. Divine got shot, now Skiz is my top homie. My D is family too, and I thank you a lot, homie. I wouldn't rap now, it was something that God showed me. Y'all homie, so I got music to shop, homie.
Growing up, I had it hard, money was out for large money. Cause the struggle my mother was going through was hard for me. And my father up and left and moved far from me. But I didn't let it get to me, it pierced my heart, money. I had to stand as a man and rerouted my plan. And I bought up a scheme to feed my fam. I was hard-headed, I flooded the street with grams. And I didn't see the pose in that green sedan. I had to take care of my mother, brother and sister. And I left a little cash when I got locked in the system. And a lot of shooting cases started popping up missing. Cause I was on a defense mode when I was popping and clipping. And the pain was hard to taste, so it's harder to swallow. I can see my boss reflection through the glass of the bottle. I live my life in the fast lane, foot on the throttle. From all the pain I endured made my body feel hollow.
Is you got the white boy that goes and joins the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
And when they interview him after they find him, and they interview him, and they do the history on him, come to find out that what? He joined the Taliban because of what? Because he was inspired to study Malcolm X's teachings. Through what? Rap music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Alright. Then that comes to this new one. the Foundation for a Patriotic America. This is www.patrioticamerica.net. Hip hop and the sounds, hip hop, the sound of it is. Here in this new article, the Foundation for Patriotic America, www.patrioticamerica.net, it talks about here. Hip hop, the new sound of terrorism. They didn't say one of the sounds of terrorism.
That's right.
The new sound of terrorism. And it says, ban rap for the sake of our children and America. Mm. Now, we know that they can do what they want to do. The last person that was connected blowing up a building inside of America was a redneck, Timothy McVeigh. All of a sudden, rap music is to blame. When it was the redneck, you know, to blame 6-7 years ago. And the thing about it is, we know that that whole thing was blown up by the government. Now, the Washington, D.C. area shootings by two Negroes provided America with its first solid link as to be a strong connection between rap music and terroristic groups. So here he goes again. That's why John Malvo, the young boy,
mm-hmm.
was in the group.
Got some guys calling through. I got my Top Flight family about to call through. They got a show at the Rex Theater coming up on Sunday. I'm going to get the brother in here in a second, you know what I mean, in 2 seconds, because actually, hold on, let me go down. Did he hit the one button? Okay, there he goes. You know what I mean?
Shout out to them, because I definitely see them grinding all the time, too. Get them a shout-out.
We're gonna bring Top Flight Cody in a second, man. We're gonna bring the Top Flight City Boy in there in a second minute. Just tell them what they got the show they got going down. Let me see if it's them right here. Yo, what's going
hey,
on, bro? All right, Top Flight Cody, you're in a second, man. Yeah, I can hear you sounding crisp, man. You know what I mean? Tell the people what you got going down on this on Sunday. It's Sunday, right, brother?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
Okay, tell the people what you got going on Sunday. Tell them how they can get their tickets, and you know what I mean. Tell them how they can get at your music, your sites. Just give them the whole rundown, brother. And oh, I heard you got some T-shirts for sale too. But you can tell the people yourself, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know, we definitely out here grinding, man. We doing more than just music. It's a movement, everything. Clothing, you know what I mean, music, everything. We trying to build an empire. That's basically what we're trying to do. So, yeah, the show, man, come out, see us at the Rex Theater Sunday. Doors open at 5. Inbox me on Facebook for a ticket. I'll deliver it personally. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's going down, man. Y'all can catch us on Instagram at Top Flight Boys Music. Twitter, you know what I mean? Everything. Top Flight Boys, SoundCloud. Man, we out here grinding, man.
Is there a chance that if I show up, I can hear the hit record, She Lies, She Lies?
Yeah, man, you know what, man? You never know what we're going to do, man. We got a lot of people right now requesting a lot of songs they want to hear. So right now we're trying to figure out what we want to do.
Hey, Cody. Cody.
Yes, sir.
No. You hear the crowd? Did you hear the crowd? Yeah, bro, we want to hear that girl. We want to hear that song, brother. Can we hear that song Sunday?
All right, got you.
Okay. Because, you know, you have me feel like, you know what I mean, like.
No, like I said, man, we do it for people. Like, you know, we do it for people, man. So, you know what I'm saying, we play what y'all want to hear.
That's right.
That's right. And the thing is, so it's going down Sunday at the Rex Theater. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Is this your first time at the Elks, brother? I mean, at the Rex.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's at the Elk. The Rex.
Yeah. He said the Elk. Yeah, it's our first time being at the Rex, man. You know what I mean? We're excited for this one. Now, I mean, we got a lot of people coming out supporting us, man. It's going to be a big event. So, yeah, this is a good one for us, man. So, definitely come out and see what it's about.
Yeah, I did the Rex Theater before. Rex. You know, I got my names all messed up today. Rojo, you did the Rex before, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
Top Flight Boys, it's a nice venue. They got a nice stage there. It's really set for the art. It's really set for artists. It's not like a bar setting. It's really you're really going to be doing it big this week, brother. It's really a nice venue.
Okay, hell yeah, that's good to hear.
Once again, give out your sites, all that, and make sure you tell the people how to get some of these tickets so they can come out and come shout these guys out on Sunday down at the Rex Theater on the south side of Pittsburgh.
Well, like I said, man, you can contact me on Facebook, inbox me. You know what I mean? My name is Cody on there, a city boy, whatever. But, Instagram, my Top Flight Boys Music, Twitter, Flight Boys Music, SoundCloud, Top Flight Boys. Now, I mean, y'all can follow us on everything. We on everything. You know, Reverb Nation, everything. Like I said,
that's what's up, man. And like I said before, I'm going to be down there, but I told you I'm going to probably buy my ticket at
4:55. Hey, nothing wrong with that, man.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, I tell you like this. I'm definitely gonna come down there for sure. Have a good time with the guys. I mean, just on a personal level, I ain't really chopped it up with these guys in a while. Anyway, I mean, it's been hitting that studio pretty hard. I've been seeing the pictures up on Instagram. I mean, can you give us a little glimpse of what can we expect next from you guys? A single or something? Can you give us a little hint?
Well, I mean, we were talking about the next little single we're about to drop for the mixtape. Your song you've been wanting to hear, you know what I'm saying, She Like. You know, that's why I'm going to put that out there. We're going to drop that for our next one for the ladies. You know what I mean? The ladies want that. So it wasn't for music too much. I mean, we've been doing like, just music, you know what I mean, for the street call for us, but for real, the ladies been wanting to hear some shit from us, so we got something for the ladies.
I tell you what, people.
You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit. Me.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust flame. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like
King Kong got nothing on me. King Kong got nothing on me. I flow like the river and sting like a bee. You pussy ass niggas got nothing on me. My chick, she love on my cheek. Caucasian and have a patchy. I keep it 100, go deep in her stomach. She loving it down on her knees. My team flexing it, and none of y'all niggas can't stop it. I be hustling. Keep a couple hundreds in my pocket. My saliva like hot fire when I'm spitting on the mic. If the money rule the evil, gotta do wrong so can't get right. I know niggas that keep a couple pounds in them streets. I know niggas that keep a couple rounds of the heat. I know niggas who's trying to get the money like Montana? I know niggas. If it ain't about money, then niggas, you speak broken knees.
money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a drink. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust plane. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like getting
Uno, dos, tres. Watch out, nigga, we getting them pesos. Killing instinct like I'm Jado. My team, nigga, get that Yayo. Stack your money like Lego. Don't try to rob me, blindfold. You'll fuck around, not pin you down. Put your ass in a chokehold. If they want me, come and get me. Nigga like me be moving swift. Out here on that gorilla shit. Came straight through, killing it. Go ahead with that monkey shit. Straight from the jungle, Jumanji, bitch. Hands can't hit with the eyes can't see. Rumble in the jungle, Ali. Who wanna run with me? Living in the belly of the beast. Close in the middle of the street. Lay with dogs, you'll come up with fleas. Back alleyway, side street. New came where you might find me. Never tell a nigga where you might be. Top flight fools right behind me.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a drink. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man. Nigga, I feel like King Kong. Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust bring. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Beating on my chest, I'm the king of the jungle. Take your bitch about your arm, that's what I call a fumble. Got something for you niggas if you wanna rumble. Tossing niggas out the ring like Royal Rumble. Making money like a king, that's the royal hustle. My team gon' fucking fly without even a flexing the muscle. World from they bust you. For that money they rush you. If you ain't no day one, no new niggas, I don't trust you. Yeah. Round here we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids, we seen your ass back to the playground. Yeah. Round here we don't play around. Niggas acting like some kids, we seen your ass back to the playground. Let's go.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like it's in me when I bust plane. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.
Money stacked up, I feel like Bruce Wayne. Bitch, I'm too high, you need to catch a plane. The flow like a semi when I bust plane. Real shit, man.
Nigga, I feel like King Kong.